South Africa's Department of Home Affairs has introduced a temporary visa concession for individuals affected by airspace closures arising from ongoing instability in the Middle East and Gulf region. Now, the directive, which was issued on the 23rd of March, provides short-term relief for affected foreign nationals and airline crew who are unable to travel due to current disruptions. Tutu Ngubeni has this report.
The current war in the Middle East and the Gulf region has resulted in airspace closure, therefore affecting residents from those countries. In response to this, the South African Home Affairs Department introduced a temporary visa concession for individuals affected by airspace closures due to the instability in that part of the world. Law firm Cliff Decker of Mayor CDH says this special consideration represents a rare policy-led response to a global geopolitical crisis. However, has warned that the relief is time-sensitive and conditional and urged individuals using this special dispensation to be informed. Taryn York, a senior associate at CDH, says the directive, which was issued last month, is intended to assist those individuals to temporarily stay in South Africa legally.
On 23 March 2026, the Minister of Home Affairs issued a temporary visa concession, which applies to passengers and crew of airlines who are impacted by airspace closures in the Middle East and the Gulf region. The directive was issued in recognition of the current realities faced by foreign nationals who are otherwise prevented from traveling to or through the affected region, and is intended to assist these individuals to remain in South Africa legally for an additional period without them suffering any adverse consequences.
York says the directive will stay in place until end of May or when there's a ceasefire.
The directive applies until 31 May 2026 or until the date of declaration of a ceasefire that otherwise results in the reopening of travel in the affected region, whichever date comes first.
She says there are various options available to foreign nationals whose visas are either expiring or have expired, including those on long-term visa.
Firstly, foreign nationals in South Africa on a long-term visa, which expired on or before 31 March 2026, were allowed to apply for a visitor's visa before the expiry of their current visa, provided they met all the prescribed requirements. Notwithstanding this application process, any visa applicants were not allowed to change the status or conditions of their current visa. Secondly, foreign nationals in South Africa on a visitor's visa that has reached its maximum validity period may apply again for the same visa for up to 3 months without changing the specific conditions of their visa. Thirdly, where their temporary residence visa has expired, foreign nationals are allowed to submit a renewal application without first having to obtain a Form 20, which is a request for authorization for an illegal foreigner to remain in South Africa pending the application for their status in South Africa. Lastly, where a foreign national was unable to depart South Africa before the expiry of their visa, and if they were declared undesirable upon their departure after 26 February 2026, they are allowed to submit an appeal accompanied by reasonable evidence to the Department of Home Affairs in order to uplift their status of undesirability.
York has cautioned employers that irrespective of the directive, they must ensure they comply with their obligations in terms of the Immigration Act 13 of 2002.
In terms of the Immigration Act 13 of 2002, which at a high level requires them to ensure that they do not employ any foreign nationals in the absence of a work visa or permit authorizing them to work in South Africa. If they employ any foreign nationals in these circumstances, they may be liable to the imposition of fines or imprisonment upon conviction. Individuals who have been declared undesirable may apply for the upliftment of their undesirable status. If specifically declared undesirable upon their departure from 26 February 2026 due to the specific airspace closures, these individuals may submit an appeal accompanied by reasonable evidence to a specific email address that has been allocated for these purposes.
For Channel Africa News, I am Tutu Ngubeni in Johannesburg.